Hello and welcome to Beyond the Back Page on New FM with myself, Patrick Donoghue. My guest on the show today is marathon runner Mick Clohessy. Mick is a member of the Raheny Shamrocks Athletic Club, and Mick recently won the Belfast Marathon, winning the national title in the process. And I'm delighted to say that Mick is on the line joining us. Mick, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks very much, Patrick, for having me on. Delighted to be on New FM. Thank you.
So, Mick, a couple of weeks ago, you had that great success in Belfast. That must have been a special feeling, because it was the first marathon in Ireland in a long while with the pandemic. So it must have been a really, really special feeling to win that race.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been, I suppose, like all the sports and a lot of different things the last couple of years, things are put on hold. So it was great to get back racing the marathon, especially on home soil and that, because I'd raced in London this time last year, and prior to that I ran Seville in Spain, and then before that would have been Dublin in 2019. So that was the last home marathon, and obviously Dublin was cancelled the last couple of years. So it was great to get back out there, and I hadn't raced in Belfast before, so that was nice for a change of location as well.
And did you see that? It was great to win that race. Were you confident going into the race? How was your form? You mentioned the couple of marathons previously you'd raced. How did you think your form was going into that race in Belfast?
Well, I've kind of had an up and down last year or so. I've had a few injury issues that have crept in, that I had to kind of, I suppose, manage, and had to take a little bit of time on and off and do a bit of strength work and stuff. So my training hasn't been 100%. I wouldn't have had the normal build-up that I've had to some of my previous marathons where I've run faster times. So this one was a slightly different build-up. I wasn't able to do the full amount of workload that I'd normally do. So in that regard, I wasn't 100% going in. So I knew I wasn't really going in to run a fast time or anything. It was more just to try and win the race or get up, as you know, do as well as I could. So the pressure was off me in that regard. Of a lot of marathons, you're going for fast times, trying to look for qualifications, championships and stuff. So this was more just about getting in and pure racing. And yeah, so thankfully, I got through it okay. I was kind of able to, I suppose, run my own race. I wasn't really challenged up front, which is rare, but I was lucky in that regard. And I came out of it okay. So I suppose it was kind of a stepping stone marathon to try and push on from. But my main thing, obviously, was I wanted to get that national title, which is it's kind of a prestigious trophy to get. And it was great to go up there. And then to win the marathon outright, Belfast was great, because it's rare to get an out win in a marathon, because a lot of years you'll have international fields and Kenyans and Africa, you know, so it was great to get a win.
And you mentioned there at the start the Dublin Marathon has been cancelled the last couple of years, and hopefully, fingers crossed, things seem to be improving in the country, that we'll get a marathon next year. But just in terms of the atmosphere in Belfast, it must have been really, really special, because I guess to have that big scale event on. So was there it must have been a really, really great to be part of such a great occasion. And I said there must have been an awful lot of joy among all the athletes taking place at that event.
Absolutely, just to see a mass participation event going ahead again. For a lot of the runners, you know, it's been, nothing has happened for a long time. Now sometimes at the elite level, we're lucky that events can get across the line, and we're getting to travel away to different places. But for a lot of people, there'd been nothing at all. So this was brilliant. And yes, there was a great buzz about the streets of Belfast. So I think it was great for the city as well to have this event, to be the first one back in action on the island.
And you mentioned a few years ago you had a really brilliant race in the Dublin Marathon. I know it's a long way ahead, but would the Dublin Marathon next year be something you'll be looking to participate in?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the two Dublins I've done, 2018 and 2019, were probably my favourite marathons. I suppose just the buzz of the streets, and I suppose the hometown. And then just, you know the areas so well, and it's just the crowds in Dublin are brilliant. So it is It is a great marathon. I hadn't done it for, I suppose it took me a while to do my first Dublin, just because a lot of the international championships are on, and you know, quite close beforehand, and it kind of just didn't fit Dublin into my plans. But then I said, look, I have to do it. And the two I've done, you know, they were great. And my last one is my PB as well. So I definitely love to come back and, you know, run Dublin next year. And I think a lot of people will be really looking forward to getting out on the streets of Dublin.
And I might ask you, starting off, how did you get into athletics? Was it an early start, or did you kind of dip into a few other sports?
Yeah, so I suppose in my younger days, like growing up, I played a lot of Gaelic football and soccer. Soccer probably became one of my main sports in my kind of, I suppose, mid-teens or early teens. Then I started getting involved. I would have got involved across country when I was in St. Paul's College, Raheny there. And that would have been my first taste of running. My father runs as well. He still runs, and he was running marathons back then. And so, you know, I had that kind of knowledge about running, and then I kind of got a bit of a love for it. But I joined up at Raheny Shamrock as well. And Dick Hooper, who many people would know, three-time Olympian, and he's won the Dublin Marathon three times as well. He was coaching me as well, and Paddy Noonan and Raheny was another man who got me involved. So I suppose in my late teens I kind of started to edge towards the run, and then it was only kind of when I left secondary school that I kind of gave it my full attention. And you know, cross country was my main kind of event when I was in my early 20s. So you know, I was, compared to some athletes, I suppose they start younger, but I was glad I kind of, you know, played the other sports for as long as I did, and it was good to kind of branch into the running then when I, you know, probably matured more or whatever. And because running can be it's a tough sport, and, you know, distance running can be a lonely sport as well. So it was great to have the team sports growing up. But I suppose the other side of running is as well, there's team events in cross country. And, you know, a club like Raheny Shamrock, it's a big club now, and there's great camaraderie and a great group of people.
And Heaney Shamrocks, it's such a great, great club. What makes it such a special club?
Yeah, well, Raheny is, you know, it's probably bigger now than it ever was. And it's an all-inclusive club. There's all, like, it's like all sports clubs. But Raheny, there's a great buzz about it. There's great camaraderie between all the different levels. And it is a special club. It is grown, and there's a great juvenile section. It's great to see the children involved, but it's just the inclusiveness of all, you know, it caters for everyone. You know, that's the great thing about running. You know, no matter what, people can do whatever amount of running, how slow or how fast they like. And you know, Raheny kind of branches out to everyone, and it's a great club. And there's plans for a new clubhouse as well, which hopefully will get off the ground soon for Raheny. And but yeah, it's a great part of the community, Raheny, and people would recognise the vest, the green and white vest around the area.
And I saw Raheny Shamrocks on Twitter. They put a picture of you, when you returned with your after the Belfast Marathon. It must be really, really great. You know, you're kind of inspiring the youngsters. They see what you've achieved. It must be really, really great to give something back and kind of inspire the new generation.
Yeah, no, it was great. I did this day last week. I was down at St. Anne's at the Raheny Juveniles, and they were looking at the National Marathon Trophy and getting pictures. And that was great to go down. And I suppose it's great to inspire the next generation, and just the excitement of seeing a trophy like that or whatever, you know, for that age group is great. And at that age, it's all about fun and just participation. And Raheny have a great group of coaches involved that are, you know, encouraging them. And you know, the children, you know, they're playing all the different sports as well, which I think is a big thing as well, not just to focus in when you're quite young, just to, you know, play everything you can or what you like. And then as you get older, you know, children will, teenagers and that, you'll focus more on one of the sports. But Raheny has a great juvenile setup, and it seems to be growing all the time.
And every athlete and everyone that competes in sports, the Olympics is the ultimate to get. So you were an Olympian in 2016. Now, I've read some quotes from you where you're disappointed with your performance in the marathon. But now, a few years on, when you look back, can you look back with pride that you actually got to that stage at the Olympics?
Yeah, like the Olympics, obviously, for a lot of sports is the pinnacle. And in distance running, marathon running, the Olympics is the thing you always kind of dream of getting to. So yeah, like, I suppose performance wise it didn't go as planned, but that's the nature of sport, you know. You can't always have everything your own way. But when I look back, I'm you know, I suppose I'm proud I finished out, because I wasn't feeling great, but I finished the marathon, and it was just about, you know, competing and being there. But it there is great memories from it. And, you know, it meant a big thing for my family and, you know, for the club as well. So, no, it was a great experience as well. So it is nice to have them memories.
Yeah, and before I let you go on, get you go even, what's next? What's the next events you're targeting?
Yeah, so I suppose I just took a little break after Belfast, and I'll look to maybe another marathon in the early springtime, possibly Seville Marathon, which I've done a couple of times, so I kind of know the lie of the land there. But before that, I might dip into some cross country, which is always something that I've loved. And I'm just going to see how the body holds up as well, with a few injuries, but hopefully I can dip into cross country. So we'll take it from there. But looking forward to pushing on. There's a European Championships next summer as well in Munich, which I'd love to try and make the Irish team for that. So there's always goals to look forward to.
Yeah, and Olympics in 3 years' time, am I? Is that too far to look ahead to that, or would that be something you'd be looking ahead to?
I definitely feel like I still push on. Like, it's been the last couple of years, obviously, have been a bit hit and miss in that. Tokyo, you know, I didn't make Tokyo. It was always going to be hard, and my injuries kind of came at that time, but it was always going to be tough to make it. But I wouldn't rule myself out. I still feel I have potential to improve, so, you know, I'll just take each marathon as it comes. But yeah, Paris will come around quicker, I suppose, because it's only, I suppose, less than 3 years now. So but yeah, look, we'll see where I'm at then. But once I can look after the body as it gets a bit older, you know, that's the key to keeping the longevity going.
Yeah, and just the last Olympics must have been, for the athletes, such a strange experience, because you had a normal Olympics experience. So for the athletes in the last Olympics, it must have been such a real, real strange one.
Yeah, no, talking to some of the people who were over there, like, it was, you know, it was different. But then a lot of people, you know, they've trained so hard, and, you know, it meant a lot for them to get there, but it wouldn't have been the same as other ones. But hopefully now the next one will be back to a more normal kind of scene. But the Olympics is a big thing to be a part of. But the other side in running is there's Europeans and World Championships, and I've enjoyed them as every much as an Olympic. So, you know, it's not always, you know, we hear about the Olympics in the media all the time, but there's a lot of other stuff going on that are great as well.
Yeah, well, next year, as you mentioned, it's going to be a really, really bumper year for athletics. Listen, Mick, congratulations again
on your
success in Belfast. It's been great to talk to you. Best of luck for the, I know it's going to be a busy few months and a year even for you. So thanks a million for joining us. Cheers.
Thanks.